99.7 now. This is Big Bay Mornings.
Every single day, every morning.
This is what we came for.
We keep it real.
They're funny.
It's now and it's fresh.
I love you guys. Every morning I listen to you before I go to work.
You're just keeping me on point. I couldn't do it without you.
I just wanted to tell you how much I'm loving the new energy.
Big Bay Mornings. 99.7 now.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Friday!
Oh, yeah!
Good morning, Bay Area. Yes, yes, yes. Friday, September the 17th. Big Bay Mornings checking in on your radio. My name is Benny. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning, everyone.
Hello, Nikki.
Hello.
Top of the morning to your producer, Arthur.
Top of the morning.
Everything just hits different on a Friday, and it's all amazing. I mean, from the moment the alarm goes off, I'm not even upset with it on a Friday. I'm like, okay, let's get up and do this. Caffeine hits different. Oh, man. I'm loving it, baby. I am loving it. I was up past my bedtime last night because I had to listen to Lil Nas X's album last night.
Yeah.
You did not stay up for that.
I did. He dropped it early. He actually dropped it before it was supposed to come out, a few hours ahead of time. So I did. I cruised through it. You know.
Which was what time?
I think I had it by 7:30, 8 p.m.
Oh, yeah. That's when I hit the hay last night. As soon as Thursday Night Football went to halftime, I said, night-night, everyone.
Uh-huh. Well, Benny, what did you think? I mean, it's getting a lot of good reviews.
It's good. And every song is different. Like, there's so many different vibes on the album and a lot of hits. I'm calling it now. This is going to have a lot of hits. I just wonder how the sales are going to do. Is it going to do better than Drake's?
No. Kanye's? I don't think he's going to beat Drake and Kanye. Maybe Kanye.
I think it'll be Kanye.
He'll beat Kanye, but not Drake. I don't think Lil Nas X is there yet.
We'll see. He's doing pop music, and he's doing what the kids want these days. Ooh. Like, he's not doing the old head music. He's doing kids want. I mean, Drake and Kanye. Drake is definitely doing the old head music. Mm-hmm. I listen to that stuff. That's the old head.
But you know what else Lil Nas X is doing?
What?
Putting out fire music videos that are going to get everybody talking. So people are heading over to his YouTube, checking out everything he's dropping, because you never know what's going to happen. Well, you know he's going to be naked.
He's pregnant, too, I think. That's
naked,
what I heard.
Pregnant.
He delivered.
Uh-huh. Oh, he did?
Yeah.
What's the baby's name?
He obviously delivered because in that latest video, he got nothing but abs for days.
Uh-huh. His snapback game is crazy.
And a marketing genius. We'll get into it inside your dirty. Nikki will tell us all about it. But he did some very creative marketing yesterday to promote the album. Every move he does is strategic. So shout out to Lil Nas X. And I think we should start the show with him. At least for most of us, this was the first we ever heard of Lil Nas X. It was this song, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Old Town Road. Wow. And Billy Ray even jumped on it. I mean, come on now. Billy Ray Cyrus. Lil Nas X kicks us off on a Friday. Big Bay Mornings. Welcome to the weekend, Bay Area.
Big.
Hell yeah.
They're hilarious.
Bay.
They make my morning.
Mornings.
That's so much fun.
My absolute favorite.
99.7 now.
Good morning. Happy Friday. Big Bay Mornings live on your radio. Benny, Nikki, and Greg. What was the first adult purchase you got excited about? And how old were you when you made the purchase? I know it's kind of embarrassing to say, but I feel like I was old the first time I made an adult purchase. I mean, in the scheme of things, I was probably 32, and it was a new bed.
Oh, yeah.
A real adult king-size nice mattress bed. Because every other bed I had was a hand-me-down up until that point. Literally, that's what it was. I didn't even buy an IKEA bed. It was just hand-me-downs.
Do you know that my dad dumpster-dived for my college mattress?
What?
Yes.
I believe it.
He dumpster-dived. Then he put, what is it, lye? To get rid of all the germs and bugs and stuff. And I slept on that in my first apartment. Can you believe that? My dad dumpster-dived for that.
And not even a bed frame, on cinder blocks. Just put it up on some cinder
just
blocks.
Just horrible.
You know how many guys still don't got bed frames? I know, grown and don't got bed frames.
Well, and that goes hand-in-hand, Nikki. When we bought the mattress, we also bought the bed frame, and that was the first real bed frame. I had, like, the Hollywood bed frame up until that point, but not, like, Hollywood.
What is that?
That's what they call the one, it's like the brown one that
folds out that everyone has on wheels. There's no headboard. It's just literally like that ghetto, metal bed frame. They call a Hollywood bed frame.
Yeah, so, my grandparents had that.
That's what I had up until, 32. I mean, a real mattress and a headboard.
Listen, my grandparents, their bed frame was on wheels. Their house was on wheels. What did it matter? Everything was on wheels.
Mobile.
Yeah, they were mobile. They could leave at any moment, be at the next stop with the police before the police got there.
So what was the first, adult purchase? And how old were you, roughly?
Okay, I bought my first car. Actually, I bought all my cars, but it was off of Craigslist, and it was $500. It was a Mercury Cougar. I want to say like a 69 Mercury Cougar. That thing died. I called it Big Ben. That actually had his own name. But that was one I did it myself. My parents didn't help me with anything. They were very proud and concerned because the muffler did fall off while I was driving on the back roads. Oh. And the gas light did not work. So I never knew how much gas I had in my car.
Gosh, that's the worst. Yeah. I guess when it's time to fill up, when it just dies.
Oh, I've had to push that thing so many times, but that was my first big girl purchase.
Okay, so car, I love it. Gregory?
Yeah, my parents made us buy all of our own cars, so definitely car. But I'll tell you, it wasn't a purchase that made me feel like I was adulting. It was when, at 16, I got my own checking account with checks and, like an ATM card. That's when I felt like I was an adult because I could write checks. I could write checks, wherever. So I felt like an adult with a checkbook.
Yeah. It really, when I got my own insurance. When I was on my own insurance is when I was like, I am grown. Don't talk to me. I got bills to pay now.
Yeah, I did not like it. I was forced to, but Greg and I always talk about this, especially like white parents. You're 18, you're out the house, and I'm like, okay, well now, how do I? I gotta get my own insurance, PG&E. How do you pay for the lights?
Yeah, it's brown parents have been helping pay the bill since you was like 16. So
yeah, it's funny. Brown parents are way stricter when you're growing up, but they help you way more as you get older. And white parents are like, you asked for $5, they're like, okay, I'm gonna need you to sign this promissory note. Right here, if you don't pay me back, we're going to get interest on that $5, and then we're going to call the police on month two. I mean, they are so weird about it. My mom always worked at a bank for 40 years, so they're so weird about money. They want everything to be a loan. They want you to sign your life away. I just showed my mom my ID. She's like, I'll need to see your ID to prove that you're this person.
I feel like also when you can get things without a cosigner, when your credit is good enough, that was a sign of, I'm an adult now. I don't need a cosigner. I got approved for this.
That.
Ooh. Yeah.
We should go around the room and read everybody's credit score.
Oh, we're good. Right now. But my first credit card I got was not Macy's. I did a Best Buy card so that I can get my laptop for school.
And I blame a friend of mine for convincing me to do this. We walked into Best Buy one night. Was 19, got approved for a credit card. Who knows what the interest was? 58% probably.
Yeah.
And it was a $1,200 limit.
Oh, you had decent credit then.
Well, I did maybe at the time. No credit. So, no credit's better than bad credit.
Okay.
So I was 19. They gave me the $1,200. Within 5 minutes, I walked around the store and maxed it out at $1,200.
Oh, see, that's a mistake. Mm-hmm. But you know what? My first Best Buy card, it was no interest, no payments for 18 months. So that's good. I mean, you need to make the payments, even though it's no payments. But the no interest was the key.
Yeah,
and I paid it off.
It's crazy because I think that's a good point. My grandma put me up on credit games. Like right away, so I always knew that. But they definitely made me do everything on my own. They taught me things, but they're like, yeah, you got to go struggle by yourself.
When I felt like I really had things down is when I was smart enough to start transferring all of my high credit interest rate balances to zero interest rates for 18 months or whatever, and you just hop on that game. You just keep it moving like the shell game.
Uh-huh.
You keep moving credit card, credit card, credit card, credit card until you pay that off, baby.
Well, good morning, everybody. Thank you for being here with us. And on Fridays, we go down home with the mom of Big Bay Mornings, Ginger. We'll talk to her in about 25 minutes. But in 10 minutes, you're dirty on the 30. Everything you need to know to get your day started on the way.
Are you ready?
And now, Dirty on the 30.
Headlines.
First, it was Tide Pods, then milk crates. I mean, really, there's been an entire list of, frankly, stupid and dangerous TikTok challenges. And now, it's the Devious Lick Challenge.
No, I don't even want to know what this is. Jeez.
Gosh.
You know why I don't want to know? Because every time these dumb challenges happen, then everybody says, oh, the morning show should do a video.
No, I'm not doing that.
Uh-oh. This one.
So, the Devious Lick Challenge, what it is students try to one-up each other by stealing and or vandalizing property at their school and then posting it on TikTok. Yesterday, San Ramon Valley Unified and Dublin Unified School Districts had to send letters home to parents after several schools were vandalized by students, causing thousands of dollars in damages. TikTok responded by pulling down videos and redirecting hashtags tied to the challenge. San Francisco Mayor London Breed is catching some heat this morning after she was caught maskless partying at a club in the city.
Stop. This is real?
What is she doing at a club, first of all?
It's a jazz club, though.
I don't care. Stay at home.
Photos were posted and then later taken down from, yes, the Black Cat nightclub. It is a jazz club. It was on their Instagram page, and it showed the mayor and her friends partying indoors Wednesday night without a mask in sight. Despite the city's mask mandate, you know, she ordered back in August. You got to wear a mask indoors. Not her.
This is what got Gavin in trouble with the French Laundry and the no mask and stuff. Don't say, tell us to do one thing and you do another.
And if you ever wake up in the middle of the night and roll over and see your partner moaning and licking their lips.
Oh, yeah.
They're not dreaming about what you think they're dreaming about, Greg.
Food?
Yep. This must be Nikki. Almost 50% of people say that they dream about what they're going to eat the next day. Not fantasize. Straight up dreaming about food.
Oh. Nikki doesn't have to dream. She wakes up next to a McDonald's bag most mornings.
Yep, roll over, grab me a fry, get my day started.
Sassy sports.
The 49ers and Raiders both will try to start the season 2-0 Sunday, and they both will be in Pennsylvania for early morning games. The Niners are in Philly to take on the Eagles, and the Raiders will play the Steelers in Pittsburgh. Kickoff for both, 10 a.m. And one ESPN football analyst, former player Bart Scott, is so confident that the 49ers will beat the Eagles on Sunday that he made a very unusual bet this week live on the air.
I bet you if the 49ers lose to the Philadelphia Eagles, I'll shave my eyebrow off. What say you?
Oh, my goodness.
What say you?
Oh.
What say you?
Let's see.
Yeah, we know you be beating your face up. You're going to be drawing your eyebrows on. Put your money where your mouth is, Steve Wood.
Wow.
Put your eyebrows up, right one, left one. I don't care if you smell what the Rock is cooking.
What say you? What say you?
So, the biggest 49er fan on the show is Sal. Are you willing to put your eyebrows up, Sal?
Oh, God.
Just do it.
I barely have any eyebrows left.
Okay.
Won't miss them.
Is that a yes?
I'll do it.
Yay! Okay. All right, Sal, if the Niners don't win, you got to shave your eyebrows. Benny, you'll do the honors. You'll bring
Absolutely.
In your clippers.
True story. I actually did this to my producer years ago at an old radio station. Just one eyebrow. He lost the challenge, shaved one eyebrow.
Oh,
Sal, you're next.
And the Washington football team became only the second NFL team to ever host an official gay pride night at a game last night before Thursday night football. Hey.
Damn.
Washington hosted a lit gay pregame party with a buffet and beer and only $28 tickets to get into the game. Can we get some of those $28 tickets to get into the game?
Right?
And it's getting tight in the race for the NL West between the Giants and the Dodgers. After winning 9 in a row, the Giants lost their second straight game yesterday, so now they hold just a 1-game lead over the Dodgers. Heading into the final 15 games of the season, it's butt-puckering time, y'all. That is all I got for Sassy Sports. But you know what I always say. If they're playing with balls, I'm all over it.
Entertainment report.
Lil Nas X dropped Montero yesterday, and the reviews are looking good. So to help promote the album, he had billboards all over L.A. that said, do you hate Lil Nas X? Are you single, lonely, and miserable? Gay? Do you miss the real America? You may be entitled to financial compensation. Then directed everybody to go to welcometomontero.com.
Yeah, I gotta listen to this today.
Listen, I said it before, I'll say it again. Lil Nas X is a marketing genius. I don't know if it's him, his team, a combination, but these billboards are hilarious. It's supposed to be like a playoff, you know, those law firm advertisements.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is. But he's so smart, dude.
Loved it.
And he dropped the official video for That's What I Want, and whoo!
Damn.
Did you see it? Has anybody watched it yet?
You sent it to me and I watched it. I watched it 3-4 times, about to go to the bathroom.
Uh-huh. It is really hot. It's going to get a lot of people talking, but it's pretty much about him falling in love with a football player who's living a double life. I know a lot of people are going to enjoy this video, some more than others.
Happened to me. Mm-hmm. Every week, same.
Warner Brothers announced that they will be remaking the classic movie, The Bodyguard. You know, the one that starred Whitney Houston and Kevin Costner?
Why?
And that is exactly what everybody is asking Greg, why? And to add to the confusion, there are speculations that Cardi B and Channing Tatum could be taking the lead in this. Well, Lizzo thinks that she and Chris Evans should actually be getting the part. And Lizzo said that she would be playing I Will Always Love You on her flute. And she thinks that it would be perfect. And if you're looking for something to watch this weekend, season 2 of The Morning Show is out on Apple Plus.
Apple TV's getting all my business this weekend. Ted Lasso, new episode. This show, Truth Be Told, new episode. And season 2 of The Morning Show.
And hopefully you catching up on 9 Perfect Strangers so that we can catch season finale, which is going to be on Tuesday. So you need to catch up.
We're almost there, I think. We just finished episode 6 last night.
All right. You got one more to go.
One more, that's out, right? 7 are out? Done deal. Thank you, Nikki. That is your Dirty on the 30.
1, 2.
Bring a beat back. You're waking up with Big Bay Mornings.
On a Friday. Good morning, Bay Area. So, I'm actually rocking my Justin Bieber Crocs this morning. You know, it's casual Friday. What color would you call these? Like a violet?
Lavender.
Lavender. Mm-hmm.
I'm wearing my Bieber lavender Crocs with some fun gibbets. You know, the Bieber ones come with a bunny, a pirate, all kinds of fun little things here. But Saweetie, you know, she teamed up with McDonald's for the Saweetie meal. Mm. Now, she's teamed up with Hidden Valley Ranch for a signature croc.
Okay.
Nice. If you don't know who she is, she's my best friend. We play all the time. Yeah. So that's Saweetie.
And this is all because she was eating on her Instagram, and she would put these wild food combinations. And once she did that, everybody came knocking at her door.
I'm in love with Crocs. I mean, say what you want. They're so comfy.
They really
are. They got
good
support.
I mean, they're ugly as hell. But I'm telling you, ever since Justin Bieber sent those Crocs to the station for us, I wear them nonstop around the house. I don't even wear my... I had these very nice, very expensive UGG house slippers.
Oh, yeah.
They've been replaced by the UGG.
Dang.
So, these Saweetie Crocs, they're white. And then they come with 9 different gibbets. Those are little things that you stick in the holes. And she has a bunch of different things. There's a mini bottle of ranch. You have a potato, a burger, just a bunch of food.
I think there's like a chicken wing, too.
Mm. Yeah, I'm down with these.
They do look good. And she has it up on her Instagram where she's putting a bottle of the ranch and the Uggs inside of a microwave. And then, poof, all of a sudden, there's the collab.
Do not try this at home.
Yeah, don't. Don't do this at all.
If you could team up with any company to launch your own signature Croc, what company would you team up with?
We know Nikki's.
What, McDonald's?
Yes.
McDonald's. Yeah.
I do. Hey. I come out with that quarter pounder Croc right there. Them things would be heavy.
Greg?
I mean, can we pick football teams? Can I team up with, like, the NFL? That's a company, right?
Oh,
the NFL.
Oh, that'd be
good. Or college football. Yeah, I would do a sports one for sure.
Okay, that'd be cute.
Genius. Why hasn't the NFL done that? They could all the different team logos.
Absolutely.
As the gibbets.
And can you imagine you have, like, Jimmy Garoppolo's face on your foot? Like,
yeah.
You can look at Jimmy Garoppolo anytime you want to.
Oh,
that's
Lord.
Pretty hot.
Producer Art, what are you doing? Carl's Jr.?
Carl's Jr. all the way, baby.
Oh,
you already know. Either that or like a bath bomb company. You know, one of the two. You know.
And imagine if you step in water, then they get all fuzzy.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, soap suds. I got crystals on them. You know how we do.
Hey, speaking of which, we got you some bath bombs for your birthday a few days ago. Have you used them yet?
I have not, but I'm planning. I'm going to be in the bathtub all day. All day. I'm going to be wrinkly like a prune.
All day. Are any of us invited over?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Well, I don't know if that tub's big enough for anybody other than
damn.
Yeah, the drain's all clogged with hair, so I gotta fix that first.
You're so weird. Who spends all day on a Friday in the bathtub?
I mean, got a lot to de-stress from, you know what I mean?
Well, how about $1,000 as you head into the weekend? The Big Money Minute, 10 questions in 60 seconds. We gave away $1,000 a couple days ago, and we're ready to do it again. If you know your trivia, sign up at 997now.com, and we're calling somebody next to play.
Let's play.
Big Money Minute.
And we're playing with Angel in Brentwood. Good morning, Angel. Happy Friday.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Angel, now this is a weird fun fact about you. When you were six or seven, you bowled a perfect game of 300?
Oh. I did.
How does a six-year-old even lift a bowling ball?
Bumpers.
Well, I have been bowling since I was about 4 years old, so... Oh.
And have you not bowled a perfect game since then? That's a one and only when you were just a kid?
Honestly, yeah.
Wow. We got to do a bowling match against you. You know, Art, he bowled. Last time we all went bowling, I swear to God, I think he had like a 10 or a 12.
Stop it.
I'm
really?
The best of all time, baby.
Wow.
He's bad.
Woo. Let's go.
Well, Angel, we hear you're a little under the weather this morning, but you're feeling well enough to play. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Well, let's see if we can slide you $1,000. 10 questions, 60 seconds on the clock. Answer them correctly in the minute. You're going to win the money. Good luck. The game starts now.
Ready, set, go.
Crago and Ragu are brands of what?
Canned food.
Which Bay Area rapper has a song called You Can't Touch This?
Oh, my God, pass.
What's the name of the van that Scooby-Doo and his friends travel in?
The Mystery Machine.
In the Disney movie The Lion King, what's the name of Simba's father?
Mufasa.
Matt Cain played for what Bay Area team?
Oh my goodness. I'll pass.
Rapper Ludacris plays Tej in what movie franchise?
Fast and Furious.
Buffalo is the second largest city in what state?
I know this is wrong. Chicago.
What sport does Patrick Mahomes play?
Pass.
In which sport would participants perform a triple sow cow, an axle, and a lutz?
Pass. I don't know.
No!
A lot of sports questions on there this morning. That was sports heavy, and apparently the only sport you know about is bowling. Because you didn't get them. All right, let's run through them real quick. Prego and Ragu, we were really looking for pasta sauce, but canned food, hell, I'll give it to you right now.
Yep.
MC Hammer said, can't touch this.
Don't.
It was the Mystery Machine that Scooby-Doo and his friends traveled around in. Mufasa is the name of Simba's father. Matt Cain was a pitcher for your San Francisco Giants. Ludacris was Taj in Fast and the Furious. Chicago is not a state. It's a city. Buffalo is the second largest city in the state of New York. Patrick Mahomes plays football, and ice skating is where you will find all those moves.
All right. No money this morning, Angel, but we thank you for listening, and we hope you feel better, okay?
Thank you, guys. I love the show. Thank you so much.
We love you. Have a great weekend. Coming back with your Dirty on the 30, another TikTok trend is going viral. And, well, it's leaving several Bay Area schools with thousands of dollars worth of damage. We'll talk about it inside the Dirty. But first is soundcheck. Lil Nas X drops his highly anticipated album. And we'll play you a few of the tracks when we get back. Hang on.
Big Bay Mornings. Soundcheck.
Cat Williams. Remember him?
Yeah, yes. He's nutso. He went crazy at Target.
Well, he recently did an interview, and he's confident that he would beat Kevin Hart or any other comedian in a versus battle.
Comedically beefing is my lane. It's almost cheating for me. I have over 10 specials, so I don't have to pick but two jokes from each special, and I've already deaded anybody whose last name ain't Pryor anyway.
Woo! Okay. I do love Cat Williams. It was so sad that he took the route he took, but he is hands down one of the best stand-up comedians. I do agree. I would love to see them go joke for joke.
He was great during his time.
Yes.
You think he could do it now?
Yeah, I think so. I have faith. He is hilarious. I love watching them. I like listening to them. I want all of it. Come back, cat. Come back.
Everyone knows I'm not a cat person, especially since I'm highly allergic to them. But I'm not the only one. This family's parrot is not a fan of their cat. So when the cat meows, the parrot responds with this.
Shut up. Quiet. Shut up. Shut up. Quiet.
That is not real.
Yes, I
no
saw the
way.
Video. I saw the video. It's the parrot, and he's saying shut up and even curses. Shut that bleep up.
There's some kind of fakeness going on with that.
I want to get a parrot for the house. So when Callie barks, I want the parrot to check Callie.
Whatever. Awesome.
You would want that parrot for about a week, and then the noise and having to clean up their mess. Oh, they are messy.
And not only that, it will only repeat whatever you tell it, Benny. So you would be listening to yourself the
whole
time.
We're out of Jameson.
Go Puffs here again.
Or would rat me out. I'd be on the phone, by myself, and the wife comes home, and the parrot's just ratting me out, repeating everything I said. Whoops.
You know what the parrot would say? Go around to the back so my wife doesn't know. Go around to the back. Drop the order off there.
Last night, Lil Nas X, he dropped his highly anticipated album, Montero. The album features Doja Cat, Megan Thee Stallion, Miley Cyrus. Even Elton John makes an appearance on the album. We'll get into it more in the dirty, but I do want to play a couple of tracks off the album. This one here is called Am I Dreaming?
Every song.
This even has like an alt vibe, an alternative vibe. Every song is very different on the album. Another one that a lot of people are loving already is called That's What I Want.
These days are way too long. I'm missing out, I know. These days are way too long. And I'm not forgiving love away, but I want someone to love me.
I know Greg's loving the music video for this one.
I do love it. It's football themed. You got to check it out. You know, I always talk about the locker room being the best part of the stadium.
Oh, Lord.
Check it out. But actually, that's my favorite song on the album. I've been tuning into it a little bit this morning during commercial breaks. It is a really great album, but that by far is my favorite song.
Love it. That is your sound check for Friday morning. Dirty on the 30 is next. A new viral TikTok trend leaves several Bay Area schools with thousands of dollars worth of damage. We'll talk about it next. But how about a little flashback Friday? Rolling Stone just named this song the 10th greatest song of all time. Outkast, Hey Ya, is on. Come on.
You ready?
Big Bay Mornings.
Let's go.
99.7 now.
Welcome to Sounds of the 90s. Let's over to Zia in Oakland. Good morning, Zia.
Good morning. How's it going?
It's going well. So are you a 90s buff? At least you've lived through them, right?
I lived through the entire 90s, yes.
Wow. There it is. Okay, so it works like this, Zia. We're going to play you different sounds from the 90s. If you can guess at least three correctly, we're going to give you $100, okay?
All right, sounds good.
Good luck. What is this 90s sound?
No one told you life was going to be this way.
Friends theme song.
Yes, it is indeed.
Very good. All right, now that started out easy. Now that was an easy one.
One of the best shows of all time, Greg.
Yeah, that's just you, Benny.
Haters go, hey. Oh, yeah, me and millions of people around the world, but okay.
But you are the only one on the show that likes that show. Right. Which is weird, because it was such a popular show.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now, Zia, name this 90s sound. Okay, all right, that's enough. Oh, man, that brings back. You can find that thing anywhere. Do you remember what that...
Yes, it took me a minute, but it took Elmo.
It is good.
Man, parents hated that.
Elmo loves you.
Hated it.
Kind of creepy.
Zia, name this very popular 90s sound.
Oh.
Good old dial-up.
Yeah, yes, it is dial-up.
There
was something wrong with my phone for a second.
Nah. Instant anxiety just sitting there waiting for that to upload. Oh,
I'm still using that today. I'm still on that dial-up.
You are.
Oh, my gosh. I used to get so upset when my mom would answer the phone and it would kick me off of AOL. That was the worst part about dial-up, right? Somebody, if you picked up the phone, it booted you offline.
Yep.
Well, you already won the $100, so congratulations there, Zia. But just for fun, because this sound will bring back all the feels, what is this 90s sound? Before every... What kind of movie?
Disney.
Yeah! Disney.
That's crazy how that can just bring you back.
Oh, just putting in the VHS.
I'm thinking like VHS tape.
Yep,
that's
for
all I can
sure.
Imagine with that.
Yep, The Lion King or Aladdin. Yeah. Well, Zia, congratulations. $100 is yours. Thanks for playing and listening this morning. Have a great weekend. Hang on the line so we can give you the money, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. We'll do it again next hour, 8:45. If you know your 90s sounds, we got new ones for you coming next hour. But up next, we're going to go down home with Craig's mama, Ginger.
Yeah, Benny always talks about wanting a simpler life out in the country, but could he hack being a country boy? Well, my mom's going to fill him in on all the things he would have to do if he lived out on the farm. That's happening next when we go down home with my mom, Ginger.
Big Bay Mornings.
We are number one with Jose.
Yeah, baby.
We'll be right back.
Greg.
Time for Down Home.
All right.
With Greg's mom, Ginger.
Ginger Cheryl.
Hello.
Well. We had a phone raid you this morning. Ginger, what's going on?
I'm just getting together here.
Wow,
it's still early.
We've been up for hours, Mom.
Well,
Mom, do you want to hear what Nikki did to me this week?
First off, I'm just going to say it was an accident.
Well, hold on. Let's give you the whole story. I ordered Greg and I some Nerf guns. So when our two producers mess up on the show, we can just shoot them, which I'm doing right now with the Nerf bullets. Anyway, Nikki, what did you do with one of the Nerf guns yesterday?
I was playing with Benny's, and I accidentally shot your son in the eye.
Right in the eyeball.
I did not mean to.
This sounds like a lawsuit on Judge Judy.
I think Greg would sue me, but he knows I don't have money, so he was nice
about it. I have blurred vision now, Mom. I mean, literally... One shot right in the eye.
At least she's a good shot.
Mom, it's not funny. Listen, this is all the stuff my brother used to do to me when I was a kid.
Well, is your eye well now?
I've got a bruise on the eyelid, Mom.
Yeah, except it wasn't with a Nerf gun. Your brother was using a BB gun on you.
Ooh. My brother shot me in the butt with a BB gun. My brother also was throwing rocks in the air, hitting it with a bat, hit me in the head. Hit me in the head with the rock.
That explains a lot.
Mom, where were you when he was doing all this stuff to me?
I was making a living. threatening you kids with an inch of your life.
Didn't that make you mad back in the day? I used to call my mom 50 times a day to complain on my brother when she was at work.
Well, all I said, just wait till your daddy gets home.
Oh, that's the worst.
And then they would prepare. They'd put books in their blue jeans in the back of their pants.
Was it the belt, extension cord, all of it?
He had a paddle made.
The Board of Education, that's what he had.
So, Mom, speaking of Dad, how was the big birthday party? I got a bunch of pictures from one of my cousins.
Oh, my. Any of them that I need to know about?
Well, you were just, Mom, in every picture. You are like a teenager. You're looking at your phone. You're texting. It's ridiculous, Mom. Do you ever get off that phone?
I think that's the pot calling the kettle black.
I just think you're not supposed to be at the dinner table with the phone.
I also think that, but I was sending pictures to you.
So is every weekend now just revolve around the games? It's all
Benny,
NFL? What?
Don't say weekend. It starts Monday, Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday.
There's games on Saturdays?
College.
Oh.
Yeah. And
hated it.
And they go to the high school football game on Friday.
Oh
so, I mean, that's you would... I don't know if you would last in Texas. They would have you at every game.
I would not.
Benny would just be at the concession stand the whole time, eating all the nachos and the hot dogs.
I got to be going, see about my fall decor so I can get my yard in order with some pumpkins and some chrysanthemums and some hay bales.
Where do you get the hay bales, Mom?
I'm getting some of those, too, for the house. Some hay bales for Halloween.
Well, if you come around here, there's every field has about thousands of hay bales.
And you just steal them?
Well, that's a good idea, but if I could carry them, I would.
I mean, do you just have them delivered to your house or what?
Your father's in charge of that.
Oh, there you go. See what happens when you get married? You got to do all this stuff. Uh-huh. Benny, you could never do all this stuff.
Yeah, that's what he mean. I always have a list, to-do list.
Uh-huh. But is it go get a hay bale?
No.
Three.
Three?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
And then what do you do when the fall's over with the hay bale? You let the cow eat it or something?
Oh, when fall's over, you take it to the chicken house.
Enjoy that hay. Have a great weekend. Oh, and enjoy your football, Ginger.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Hey, hey, good morning.
Bay Area, wake up. Y'all ready to have some fun? Come on.
I love you guys. Every morning I listen to you before I go to work.
Yeah, baby.
Have a nice time at work.
Please be quiet.
You keep it real.
They're funny.
It's now and it's fresh.
This right here is family.
At this time, I would like your full attention.
This is how legends are made.
This is Big Bay Mornings.
Welcome to the weekend, everybody. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning, everyone.
Hello, Nikki.
Hello.
Top of the morning to your producer, Arthur.
Top of the morning, Benny.
Top of the morning.
So we just played sounds from the 90s a few minutes ago. It was a game. We'll do it again at 8:45. But one of the sounds was the dial-up modem. And my daughter, who's listening on the app, sent me a text. She's like, Dad, what was that sound? It was ear-piercing. And I'm like, oh, just one more thing Gen Z doesn't know about.
It's the equivalent of the loading wheel. When you're looking at something loading, that's the feeling that they get. So we had the dial-up sound. They have the wheel of death.
But it got me thinking, how about another round of millennials versus Gen Z? You know, things that Gen Z just will never know about.
And this is the fight that just won't stop between you guys.
Uh-huh. And we had to go through it, suffer through some things like,
aww.
You know, this was before cell phones. Remember, if you had plans on a Friday night to meet your friends at the movies or the mall, but once you left the house, you had no way to communicate with them. So you had to come up with the time, the location. You had to make sure your watch was the exact same time as their watch, right? Because you'd be like, okay, 6 o'clock, we're going to meet at, you know, in front of the movie theater. That's where we're going to meet. Because now it's so easy. You just text one another. You call one another.
Yeah, I honestly don't know how we ever found anybody when we went to meet them, how we let people know that we were going to be late. You couldn't, right? You didn't. And I don't know how we ever even got around because I'm terrible with directions. I don't know how I got anywhere because I rely on my phone to get everywhere.
We were way more accountable back then because all those factors were in play. You weren't going to be able to tell anybody where you were or if you were running late. So you had to be on time. You double checked everything before you left the house because you didn't want to be that friend. But nowadays, man, we don't know how to make plans for nothing. I don't, no.
Well, speaking of the GPS thing that you were talking about, Greg, remember when MapQuest?
Oh, yeah.
Was the thing you would print out the directions and super dangerous. I mean, equivalent to like the texting and driving because you're like holding up these papers in the car. You know, make a left on 5th, okay?
Since y'all are millennials, y'all probably don't know what these are. But they used to have maps that you would buy, like a big book of maps, and you would have them in your car, and anytime you got lost, you would have to pull over and look at a map to figure out how to get to anywhere.
See, I was the MapQuest generation. I didn't actually use a map from the gas station. Mm-hmm. That wasn't something I had to use, fortunately. I wouldn't even know how to figure.
It's an old head thing. I wasn't good at that either. My dad would always pull out, you know, a map and try to teach me how to get to a place. I was like, I don't know. Just say right, left, and turn, and don't do this there.
According to this, I have to drive 6 inches, and I'll be there. I mean, it's trying to figure out how, like, what's the
where
distance.
Where am I going?
Listen. And I don't think I'm the only one, but I'm still the person that if I'm walking somewhere and I'm looking for something, when I put it into my phone, I always start walking the opposite direction. And the dot is going away from the line. And I'm like, wait, how
turning
come I can,
in circles?
Yeah, how come I never can't even follow this the right way?
Things that millennials, we had to deal with, Gen Z knows nothing about. I mean, we used to have to buy an entire album for the one song we wanted. Yeah. Be like, you go to Borders Books or Warehouse or Sam Goody, you know, you buy the whole CD for one song.
But I'm sorry, but that was way more fun. I mean, Tower Records, that was so fun to go there. Try to figure out how you're going to get that CD out without paying for it. Oh, wait, what?
Oh, my God.
No, that was my brother.
What about taking pictures on, you know, the trusty disposable camera?
Oh, my God.
And then you have to wait for them to be developed just to see, first of all, if they even came out. Okay. How were these pictures?
Those are coming back. Yeah. A lot of people love them. And they're so expensive now. I don't remember them being that expensive. But I remember in high school and junior high using the disposable cameras and then having to try to get them developed without your parents. Because you needed to go through the photos first. My dad would take it and develop my photos to look through them to make sure I wasn't up to no good.
And then didn't they have, like, deals where you can get free doubles? Like, certain days or certain, you know what I mean? Be like, yo, I get two of each. Perfect. Well,
thrifties, Rite Aid.
And it used to be a thing at weddings. Everybody would have a disposable camera on their table. And then, you would turn the disposable camera in to the bride and groom at the end. And then they would see all the pictures that they weren't around for all at the each table.
All the scrapbooking, that was huge. Everybody needed somewhere to put the pictures or in the frame.
Yeah, what do we do with pictures? Now, we take hella pictures, right? Yeah. There are so many photos on my phone. What do I do with them? Why do I take pictures? The other day, I took a picture of Benny under a sign that said alcohol. What am I ever going to do with that picture? What? Send
Why
it to us in the group chat?
Photo?
I don't know. I found it on my phone. I'm like, there's Benny standing smiling under a sign.
In his natural habitat.
Alcohol. Like, why did I take that?
Says the guy that also stumbled out of this establishment with me, but okay.
I know. That's why I took the picture, I think.
Let's get to the money. $1,000 up for grabs if you can answer 10 questions correctly in 60 seconds. We're calling somebody next to play the Big Money Minute. Hang on.
Let's play
Big Money Minute.
And we're playing with Drizzy Drake in Pleasant Hill. What's up, Drake?
What's going on?
What's going on, Champagne Poppy?
Yeah.
I'm sure you get that all the time. Do you like
all
having
the
name Drake, or is it annoying?
I enjoy the name, but I always say I'm from USA.
Yeah, there you're not Canadian. Hey, Drake, we would love to do a job swap with you for a day. This would be our dream. You're a forklift driver?
Yep, at Costco.
Oh my God. Please let us do this.
Drake, welcome to Big Money Minute, man. 10 questions, 60 seconds on the clock. Answer them correctly in the minute. We're going to give you the money, okay?
All righty.
Good luck. Here we go.
Ready, set, go.
Chiquita is a famous brand of what fruit?
Pass.
How many arms does a starfish have?
5.
How many degrees are in a right angle?
90.
On which continent will you find the Taj Mahal?
Pass.
Jason is the villain from which horror movie series?
Thriller.
What does the UV and UV ray stand for?
Pass.
In the movie The Wizard of Oz, what does the Scarecrow want?
Pass.
Eric Cartman is an animated character from which show?
Pass.
Whitney Houston's I Will Always Love You is from which movie soundtrack?
That was rough this morning, Drake.
Yeah. Did you have coffee? Do you need some?
Let's roll through.
Drake, you never moved a pallet of Chiquita bananas with your forklift at Costco?
I'm sure he has.
Nope. I work nights. I work nights, and we do all the drinks and
all right. The. You ever wrecked it? You ever wrecked it?
All the chips.
Right, come on, guys.
Chiquita is a famous brand of bananas. A starfish has five arms. There are 90 degrees in a right angle. Taj Mahal is in Asia. Jason is from Friday the 13th. UV ray stands for ultraviolet. The Wizard of Oz, the Scarecrow, wanted a brain. Eric Cartman, he is a South Park character. And I Will Always Love You from Whitney Houston is from The Bodyguard.
There it is. Drake, no money this morning, man, but we thank you for listening. Have a great weekend, okay?
Yeah, you guys too. Thank you.
All right, brother. Coming back with your Dirty on the 30. The latest TikTok trend is leaving several Bay Area schools with thousands of dollars worth of damage. We're going to talk about it. Plus, Lil Nas X drops the debut album of the year. Your Dirty on the 30. It's next.
First thing in the morning.
Waking up with Big Bay Mornings.
Good morning. Happy Friday, everybody. Benny, Nick, and Greg waking you up. So much good TV out right now. I mean, we are loving Nine Perfect Strangers.
Mm-hmm.
So good. On Hulu. Well, FX and then on Hulu. That's what we're watching. And I'm almost caught up, Nikki. I just finished episode 6 last night.
Okay.
So I'm only, what, one behind?
Yep. Episode 7, catch up on that. And then the final episode 8 is going to be on Tuesday. And I think it comes out at 9,
yeah,
right, Greg?
Which means I have to watch it on Wednesday. No way in hell I can stay up till 9 o'clock and watch a TV show on a Tuesday.
That's right, baby.
Well, especially because you have to sit through the ads on Hulu. You can't fast forward. So it takes even longer to watch. But so that's a great show we're loving. As of today, the first episode of season 2 of The Morning Show is on Apple TV Plus.
Yep.
What else is on Apple TV that we're loving? Oh, Ted Lasso, obviously.
Ted Lasso.
Tonight.
C is on Apple TV Plus. Also, based in the Bay Area, Clickbait, that's on Netflix. A lot of people have been talking about that. Mm-hmm. It is really good. I'm getting the last episode in, but it's a mini series. Don't worry. Once it's done, it's done. So it's good.
It is, though. I keep seeing the advertisements.
Yes.
It's like the header every time I log on Netflix.
Yeah.
It's worth a watch.
I am on the final episode. It is one of those. There is maybe one or two filler episodes, but once you get past those, really exciting. I think you guys would enjoy it. And plus, anybody in the Bay Area loves watching anything filmed in the Bay Area. So you get a lot of Oakland and San Francisco in this one.
That's Clickbait on Netflix. Yep. Speaking of shows filmed in the Bay Area, Truth Be Told is really good, and that is on Apple TV Plus. That's a great one. HBO Max also has a lot of great shows, and they are running a special right now, 50% off for 6 months.
What?
So it's $15 is the full price for HBO Max, but they're offering it right now for $7.50 for the first 6 months. Then you will, switch to the standard $15. But why do they do this when we've been loyal customers paying $15 for I don't know how long? Like, why do these new people just get to do it? Like, give us a little promotion here. We need something.
Well, just cancel.
Well, it says new or existing customers, the story I read.
No, I can't. No, because I'm through a different company that I pay for it. Like, I'm through a third-party cable company.
Which I'm kind of shady.
He's always doing something
he's
shady.
He's using his black box in order to get HBO Max.
Which means his neighbor's paying for it, and he's routing it.
No, I'm paying for it.
All these extension cords plugged in, probably stealing electricity from the neighbor as well.
I used to do that for years. I had the bunny ears. Like 2007 to 2010, I rocked the bunny ears, a little foil on top of those things for a few extra channels.
A little pirate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's how you had to do it. You just get basic cable. They actually work. You get like channel 2 and 4 and 7. But anyway, HBO Max, 50% off. If you want to sign up, if you've been thinking about it, why not? Take advantage. $7.50. And they have great shows and no ads. It's a beautiful thing. It's not like the Hulu. You know, if you get the cheaper Hulu thing like Greg has.
I'm not complaining. I don't mind the ads. I pay $1.99 a month for Hulu. So I'm not going to complain about sitting through ads.
I mean, but the worst part is Benny's complaining, but he is using your Hulu account. He's not even paying for the thing.
That's Benny's MO.
You know what my wife keeps telling me to do is to create my own profile. Would you be upset if you logged on and there's just a Benny profile? Because I use Gregory's.
No, why would
I
care?
Then I'm going to do it. Because it is, it's, we're watching the same show, but you're ahead of me. And so then, you know, it's where you left off, not where we left off. So, okay,
and
I'm gonna
noticed,
do that today.
You know what I've noticed? This is really irritating, Mark. Are you turning the... Are you turning the closed captions off?
No, on. No, I have to have them on.
Well, no, he keeps having to turn them back on. For some reason, they keep getting turned off, and he was blaming me, and I said, it must be Benny that's doing that.
No, I for sure have to have those on.
All right, well, I'm not
maybe
sure.
Vanessa's turning them off because she watches it when I'm asleep, so maybe.
Yeah, because I'm sharing Netflix with Sandra, and her mom constantly changes the language to Spanish. So I'm constantly like, stop changing the language to Spanish on everything.
Hey, we are going to play another game here. Of course, it's Game Day Friday, so about 8:45, we'll get into that. If you know the sounds of the 90s, make sure you are here. You can win some money. But next is your Dirty on the 30. San Francisco Mayor London Breed, she's catching some heat this morning after questionable photos surfaced on Instagram. We'll get into it right after brand new music. The boys are back with another one, Jonas Brothers. It's brand new on 99.7 now. This one's called Who's in Your Head?
All right.
Big Bay Mornings.
Good morning. I love you guys. You are so freaking funny.
99.7 now.
Sounds of the 90s. That's what we're playing this morning, and we're doing it with James and Corta Madeira. What's up, James? Happy Friday, man.
Good morning, neighbor. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you, neighbor?
I'm doing well. Good morning, Nikki. Good morning, Gregory.
Good morning.
Good morning. You're chipper. You got some fun plans for the weekend? Are you off? Why are you so happy?
You know what? I'm always happy.
Yeah.
All right. Niners.
Yeah,
and
Niners.
Good morning show. Absolutely.
Oh, I like this one.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you here, James. Here's how the game works.
Thank
We're
going to
play you different sounds from the 90s. If you can guess three out of the four, you're going to get $100, okay?
Sounds good. Let's
All
do
right.
it.
Name this 90s sound.
Welcome. You've got mail.
Come on. We all know it. What is it?
AOL. What is AOL?
Yeah.
Oh, I like he did the Jeopardy.
What
is? What is AOL?
Goodbye. All right. Name this 90s sound, James. Do you remember
what is
that?
Tetris?
Correct.
No.
That is the famous Nokia ringtone. Did you ever have the Nokia cell phone with Snake on it?
Yeah, the brick.
So annoying. And that was in the office. In the office, that's all you heard all day when people's cell phones would be going off.
Well, James, I know you're going to know this 90s sound. You'd be in the theater and hear this and be like, oh, you know the sound is going to be good. Name it.
Yeah. What is THX sound when you go to the movie theater?
Absolutely correct.
Yeah.
I thought that was NSYNC or the Backstreet Boys. I thought it was All right.
No, but isn't that how Dr. Dre's Chronic 2001 starts? It starts with the THX sound. Come on,
remember
Greg.
Like
that's what you're thinking about.
Yeah. Poor.
All right. Get this one correct and win $100, James. What's this 90s sound? This for Christmas one year.
I love this one.
I played it all day.
I don't know.
Yes, you do.
I don't know.
It's made by Sony.
Give me a hint.
Made by Sony. It's a video game console.
There's controllers.
It is.
What is the PlayStation? Beginning of PlayStation?
Yes!
How did you get that? What a miracle!
I used to have one, but okay.
The very first PlayStation. We're going to give it to you, James. I guess that's 3 out of 4 in my book. So you just got $100, sir.
Sweet. Thank you so much, guys.
You're welcome. Appreciate you and your energy, James. Have a great weekend. Thanks for listening.
Wake up.
Waking up with Big Bay Mornings.
Hey. In the morning.
Wow.
You really do have to get up.
Good morning, Bay Area.
Welcome to Friday. Hopefully you're waking up feeling good. Thank you for being here with Big Bay Mornings. Benny, Nikki, and Greg waking you up. So starting Monday, everybody's favorite game is back. The $5,000 secret sound.
Oh my God, love, love, love. Mm-hmm.
And if you're unfamiliar with Secret Sound, we'll break it all down for you at 9:20. And we'll also do a little practice round with us here in the room, okay? We'll play Secret Sound. We'll have to come up with some kind of prize if somebody actually guesses the sound. Gotta give them something. I'm not going to give you $5,000, but maybe a little DoorDash order or something. Figure it out.
We could do that. Or I'm about ready to switch my trays and give you my old Invisalign trays. I was just thinking about that. I need to get these out of my mouth and get my new ones in.
No, thanks.
People will pay for my DNA, baby.
Yeah, they will.
Be here at 9:20 for that. But next, our producer, Art, thought his life was going to end last night. He was shaking in his boots. Mm-hmm. What happened? We'll talk about it in minutes. Hang on.
They're hella funny.
Big Bay Mornings.
They don't talk about boring, petty BS stuff.
Oh, God. He must look like Vinny.
Who are corny white guys?
And they just joke around about everything.
Let's wake these people up. 99.7 now.
Last night, our producer, Art, was scared for his life.
I really was.
What happened?
So, dude, at my apartment last night in, like, the middle of the night, I was woken up because I thought that it sounded like somebody was, like, trying to get in the door. They were, like, jiggling the handle.
It was FBI.
It probably was. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's a situation where, you know, you have to go upstairs to get to our place. The door is tucked away. So it's not like it's just street level. Like, you have to make an effort to get up there. So I pop up, freaked out immediately, but I have my...
What's Bridget doing? She's fast asleep, your girlfriend?
Fast asleep. but so I jump up and I go to my trusty little self-defense weapons that I have by the bed, and I'm going to go check
what?
It out. Yeah, I have multiple. So I've got...
Like what?
Nunchucks? Not nunchucks, but I would like some of those. I have... The trustiest one that I have is something called a tire thumper. It's for guys who drive, like, 18-wheelers. They'll, like, use it to hit their tires to make sure they're inflated properly. It is a perfect home self-defense weapon, I'll tell you what.
You're going to kill yourself doing this kind of stuff.
What else is in this list? Because you said there's multiple.
Uh-huh. And then I've got a... it's like a big hunting knife. It's not quite a machete, but it's a big hunting knife. And so I got one in one hand, one in the other, and I go to the door. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to rumble. You know how I roll.
Rumble?
And nobody is there. I don't know if it was the wind. I don't know if it was a dream. What was going on? But I'm glad that I have my weapons.
He's up, nothing but his underwear on. You know, he's got all of his little
looking
weapons.
Like Walter White. You know?
I'm ready for you.
He's yelling at the door, don't make me use my weapons.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
well,
but
here's... Well, go ahead.
No, I was just like, I was curious if you guys have weapons by your bedside, because you never know what's going to happen, especially you, Greg, in the city. Like,
no, no. You know what? I learned as an in a very early age, you're usually going to get that weapon taken away from you and used against you. My brother, I always stashed something to beat my brother's ass with when he would attack me. And I had a bat, I had something else, a stick. He always got it away from me and then hit me with it. So, no, I'm like, you know what? No.
Oh, they're not going to get it away from me.
Mm-mm.
I think the best self-defense weapon I have, I didn't even have to pay for. A few, maybe almost a year ago now, the guy that comes and hooks up the backyard and trims the trees and all of that, I love him very much. His name is Carlos, and he's my boy. But he left by accident this machete.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
It's a real machete.
It's a real machete, and he uses it to, you know, get all the branches down on the tree. He left it one time, and I hit him up. I said, hey, you left your machete. Idea. And he's like, you know what? Keep it. I said,
terrible idea.
I like it.
I mean, this is what, 2-3 feet?
Yeah, that's a good size.
That is intimidating.
Look at this machete. So that is my self-defense weapon of choice. I don't think I have it in me to actually use it if somebody showed up.
Yeah, but it's all about just the threat. You know, you wave it around.
Let me tell you what it's really about. The follow through. You're not going to come to my place, okay? I got a samurai sword. It is so cute. It is cute.
So cute.
It is so cute. My dad gave it to me. And I also have a telescope stick. Do you guys know what those are? It's like an extendable baton.
Yeah.
So it's small. And then what happens is that once you whip it, it extends. And in order to put it away, you actually have to slam it into the ground. And these things are so dangerous for other people. But let me tell you.
It's dangerous for you,
no,
too.
No, it's not, baby. I've been trained and I'm ready. Y'all don't want to come up behind me.
Watch out.
Okay. I am prepared. They don't call me Nikki Blades for nothing.
Ooh. You know what I got?
Nerf gun.
No. He said a cell phone.
Yeah, and you see what happened?
He got shot in the eye.
You see what happened? He got turned against me, and she shot me in the eye.
Because she knows. She knows how to use it.
I got a debit card and a password. I just turn it, hand it right over. I'd be like, please leave. Take this. Go get what you can. Leave me alone. Art, you made the dumbest move, by the way, ever. Why? You went and opened the door.
Yeah.
Why would you give them easy access to you?
I don't know.
At least if they try to break in, you hide behind the door and chop their head off.
Yeah.
But you don't open the door and be like, come on in.
He's the one in the horror movie running towards
yes.
the sound.
Right. You're an idiot. Yeah.
No, my adrenaline gets the best of me, and I'm like, I'm ready to go. I'm going to get you out of my place. You better watch out.
Imagine Art and I going to fight people during the plague. Just running with our machetes.
Hey, so on Monday, the $5,000 Secret Sound, it's back. And when we get back right now, we're going to do a little warm-up round with the show. So hang on, we'll do it next. Hey, sorry, I don't want to interrupt.
Big Bay Mornings is on.
Yeah! 99.7 now.
Listen.
You guys are it.
You're listening to Big Bay Mornings.
Trendsetters of the Bay.
Yeah!
99.7 now.
Good morning, Bay Area. Happy Friday. So, you're already listening to the radio station at 9:23 a.m. Starting Monday, right around this time, 9:20, if we're on time, maybe 9:23 if we're running a little late, because that's what we do around here. Because Greg always says,
if you ain't late, you ain't great.
Right. The Secret Sound is back. $5,000 could be yours. All you have to do, identify whatever the current secret sound is. They're everyday sounds. And we give you clues throughout the day to help you solve it. So I thought we would do, within the show here, a little example, right? We'll play right now. I have a sound that I'm going to make live on the radio. Oh, shoot.
You're so dumb. We put it into the Zoom.
Oh,
we put it in the Zoom.
Come on, Benny.
Stupid. Yay! Wait, did you see it? Did you see it? Did you see
yeah,
it?
Go make another one.
Oh, I'm so stupid.
So dumb.
Wow.
Stupid. Okay, we're still going to do it. You don't get a DoorDash order then. What was going to happen is I was going to give a DoorDash order to somebody if they got it correct. I can't correct.
Bro, okay. You can't make another sound?
Here we go. Yeah, I'll do this. All right, new sound. So, back to it. If you guess this correctly, I will give you a DoorDash order. Here is your sound. And the clue is, I do this daily.
Okay, everybody. I'm just going to hit you with this.
I do this daily. Uh-huh.
During the show.
Greg, you guess first.
I got to go. It's Friday. You know what? I'm going to make this guess. Shaking a box of Nerds candy before eating them.
That is incorrect. That is incorrect.
It's a good guess, though.
I will add to it. I'll give you another little clue here. I do this daily to stay healthy.
Oh.
I know.
Nice.
I know.
Are you going, Art?
You can take a stab at
it. No. You go. You think you know it? Let's see.
That is shaking a bottle of vitamins.
Yes, it is!
Oh, yeah. He got Flintstones kids vitamins over there. Keeping him, he's a growing boy.
Uh-huh. Here it is, my one a day for men's complete health.
Wow. There is. Can't be taking those. You know, men is not taking.
Yes, I do.
There's too many in there.
First of all, remember we were talking about myths. That's a myth. Those don't keep you healthy. I have now consumed 50 breakfasts, drank 4 cups of coffee,
but I took my vitamins.
But this one vitamin will
prevent everything.
Make me bulletproof.
My original sound was this, and my clue was gonna be, don't be cheesy.
Oh, yeah, that's your Cheez-Its, that Vanessa pack.
Yes, opening a bag of Cheez-Its. So it sounds like that you will hear starting Monday, and you could win up to $5,000. But during the weekend, why don't you get a head start? Join the Secret Sound Insiders group because you will get additional clues there that you will not get over the radio. So you can make that happen on our Facebook page or go to 997now.com and you can find the link right there.
All right.
I'll tell you right now.
You're listening to Big Bay Mornings.
My coffee and caffeine in the morning.
How about a little fan feedback? Some of the have rolled in throughout the morning. Sorry, let me swallow my Cheez-Its. Since I opened that bag for Secret Sound, I have to eat them now. They're going to go stale. 707. Guys, I had the best dream last night. You all were doing the show from my house. I got to put on my headphones and co-host the show.
Wow.
Trust, you don't want all of us up in your house.
No.
That would not be good.
I'm going to fall down the stairs.
Alana says, Benny, I'm with you. Friends, best show ever. The rest of them, they don't know. Everybody, everyone else on the show hates Friends. How do you hate?
I mean, I don't hate it. I just don't care about it.
Right? There's just other shows that are better.
Golden Girls, way better.
Mm-hmm. Girlfriends.
I don't know. I wouldn't even compare those two shows. They're nothing alike. And in the 90s, Friends was the best. I'll give you the Full House.
That terrible, was terrible
acting, cheesy. I still loved it, but terrible. Friends was a good show.
Okay, well, I don't hate it. I just didn't have time. I was watching, you know, more important shows like Charmed and Savannah.
Watching also Living Single, Marin, and Living Color.
Jenny says, I just want to thank you all for making my mornings exciting, especially these last few weeks. Mm. Well, thank you for listening. We hope you have a great weekend, Jenny. 707, my 9-year-old son loves hearing Greg's mom on Fridays. It's all he talks about.
Aw, that's sweet. I'll pass that on. Thank you.
And that is Sam in Napa.
Hey, Sam.
Anna says, Tower Records, Warehouse. Oh, they were so much fun. Yeah, we're talking about things that, you know, millennials grew up doing or places we were going that Gen Z just knows nothing about, including this text from the 408. I love it. In middle school, we didn't screenshot. We put them on three-way and then muted the phone.
Yes.
Oh, my God. That's horrible.
Getting caught up.
Dude, and remember, the move was you had to click over in between rings. Otherwise, the person you were trying to set up on three-way, their landline would be like, brr, brr. It would do like a double ring. So you had to switch over between the rings if you didn't want to get caught.
Did y'all ever do that where you had a friend call somebody you liked to find out if they liked you back?
Mm-hmm.
How do you think I know about clicking over between rings,
baby? I'm asking that specific. There's a lot of different reasons to listen to somebody else's phone conversation. But when you're in junior high, that was one of the main ones. Uh-huh. You got to find out if that girl or boy likes you back before you make any moves because you don't want to look like a fool.
Manuel wants to know if we had some mimosas this morning because y'all are lit and I'm struggling just to get my morning started.
I told you, 2-day juice cleanse from squeeze.com. The energy levels are just out of control.
510, Nikki, I'm with you. Just finished Clickbait. Loving it, or loved it, on Netflix.
So good. I'm trying to get the guys on it. There's a lot of shows that you could watch this weekend. Clickbait is one of them. You should add that in.
Oh, they also went on to say, my only issue, it's filmed here in the Bay Area, and they said, my only issue is that they make Oakland and Sac seem like they're 20 minutes from each other. They do that with every show, movie filmed here. It's like the Golden Gate Bridge is right next to Silicon Valley.
Drives me nuts. I always talk about the Pursuit of Happiness where Will Smith is running through Dolores Park and he jumps into a BART station. I'm like, there's no BART. There's not even a Muni station there, much less a BART station.
Yeah.
Makes me so mad.
It's always blue skies in the city as well over the bridge. Like,
okay.
The other one, there was that show Looking on HBO, and a guy went from San Francisco. His boyfriend calls him from the Russian River, and he's like, I want to see you so bad. He's like, I'm headed right up there. 30 minutes later, homeboy gets there to the Russian River. Meanwhile, that's a 3-hour trip.
Exactly.
But Clickbait, check it out. Of course, season 2 of The Morning Show, first episode, is available now on Apple TV Plus. The latest episode of Ted Lasso. Oh, I'm on Apple TV all weekend. I cannot wait. And I will catch up with 9 Perfect Strangers.
Mm-hmm.
Is it getting cheesy?
Nope.
Just watch the show. Benny asked so many questions. Just watch it. That's all you got to do.
It's not cheesy at all. Where are you getting that it's cheesy?
Benny's not paying attention. He's sleeping halfway through the episodes.
Well, I was kind of out of it watching it. But Nicole Kidman's a little cheesy. They keep the camera on her for 15 seconds doing some crazy expression.
Just stick with it, Benny. It will be worth it. We would not steer you wrong on this one.
At this point, you've got 2 episodes left.
I know. I'm going to finish it. I'm just saying it's getting a little cheesy.
It's all worth it.
You'll see. There's a real shocking revelation in the next episode.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'll be watching it. Have a great weekend, everybody. Thank you so much for spending your mornings with us. We do appreciate it. And we'll be back live on your radio on Monday. We'll talk to you then. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Peace.
Vaccinated. Caffeinated.
Hey, turn his mic off.
Dedicated.
Oh, my God.
Big Bay Mornings.